Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Blown away. That's as Pulaski County farmer Chris Pierce said is how he felt a few days ago on stage at the American Farm Bureau Convention this year in San Diego. Chris and wife Rebecca received the group's Young Farmer and Rancher National Achievement Award.
I'll just tell you, Mike, it felt surreal being up on stage, and the folks that we were there meeting and networking with were some excellent farming operations and some great people and leaders, and we were really honored to be recognized with those folks.
Rebecca, too, was humbled by the national honor.
Nervous, and we were in front of 5,000 people, but just overwhelmed. We never would have ever thought about winning that award. Just what an achievement and an honor.
Starting in 03 with 150 acres, they've grown to over 3,400, heavy and no-till and wintertime cover crops to build soils. Chris with his take on what the judges saw.
I think number one, that me and Rebecca are a team, that we work together. We divide and conquer the responsibilities on our farm. I think that was one thing. I think another thing that they liked was our approach to conservation, stewardship, and community.
Last year, they produced 1,500 acres of corn, 900 in beans, 800 in wheat, and 100 acres of canola. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
In addition to farming, both Chris and Rebecca Pierce are active members of the Kentucky Farm Bureau Young Farmers Program. Chris has an off-farm job teaching young farmer classes at a community college. On their conservation practices, he says the community seems aware of it and appreciative.
And having the cover crops and the winter crops that we grow, this year 75% of our acres now are in winter and cover crops, and that stewardship has spoke well to landowners in our community. They love to see green fields, and they feel like we're trying to add value to their investment and their property. I think it's general reciprocity in our community has made us strong.
The couple has won their choice of a 2015 Chevy Silverado or GMC Sierra. Rebecca says they'll figure that out later. She's still reeling from receiving this national recognition.
It's just such an awesome honor, and we hope we've made Kentucky proud.
Safe to say, I think they have. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.